This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're begging, begging you, 'cause we need 10,000 toys. We're begging. So donate now to the girls and boys. We need gifts for families, 'cause there are folks who simply don't have anything to walk away. It's easy to see. You give 10 bucks, it ends up underneath the tree. So we need the toys now, the time is low. All of you out there who listen to the show, if we meet you, laugh just once this year, give it to Santa and his reindeer. We're on our knees and we're begging, it's up to you. Hey, yeah. We're begging, begging you, 'cause we need 10,000 toys. We're begging, begging you, so donate now to the girls and boys. I need you to click the link. We're really on the brink. Get us to 100 grand, 'cause you're the best listeners in all the land. We're begging, we need 10,000 toys. We're begging, begging you. So donate now to the girls and boys.
Our character, Carson and Kennedy's 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys back again this year. Of course, we take all the new unwrapped toys that you donate and we give them to the Marine Corps' Toys for Tots program. It is our 10th year doing it. And I'm not going to lie, I'm a little bit worried about making it to our goal by Saturday night.
I was
blown away by the response over the weekend. We had a great weekend of collecting toys.
We did.
Right? But then as I was driving home yesterday afternoon, I was like, wow, I still think we have a very long way to go. So we're going to get an update on the numbers. If you want to donate, you can still do it financially. Mix1041.com/toys. And I'm going to say that to you a bunch of times in the next few minutes.
Yeah, so like you guys really showed up at the malls. Like you did great, great work. But the fact of the matter is we had half as many stops as we had in 2019.
Right. It's a little bit shorter this time. Plus we lost a mall. And so we're trying to squeeze.
We had like 12 stops in 2019 and we had 7 here.
Right. So we're doing it in half. Half, exactly. So we were at Pheasant Lane Mall on Saturday from 11 to 1, and New Hampshire, oh my gosh, New Hampshire came out, Kennedy.
Yeah, they always do. Good people. That's what everyone was saying. They're like, it's the New Hampshire people.
It was pretty much 5 to 10 people deep for the 2 hours that we were there.
It was a wonderful, wonderful
and
thing.
And we're so grateful that you waited, that you didn't be like, screw this line and go do something else.
Yep.
Or thank you for going and getting toys if you just saw us out there, because I heard that from a lot of people too, going, oh, I forgot you were going to be here.
Which is awesome.
I walked by, I saw you, I walked down to the store, I bought some toys and I came back.
Yeah.
So thank you for that.
Yeah. Our line was bigger than Santa Claus, so you know, in his face.
I didn't notice that, but okay.
I was keeping score.
All right, I appreciate
just
that,
the
Dan.
Big man.
In fact, we did. You had to bring back some of the toys in your cars.
My car is full of toys
from Saturday in New Hampshire.
Yeah, because they had a van. They filled up the van, and then Max from the street team looked at me. He's like, "Yeah, I can't get these last ones in." So I was able to shove them into my car. So
I think on Saturday we were about 600 toys there. 400? Okay. It's a long weekend.
Saturday
Kennedy.
Sunday? I'm sorry.
Saturday.
552.
552 toys on Saturday, Pheasant Lane Mall.
Yeah.
You guys, awesome. Thank you.
Shout out to New Hampshire, for real.
Yeah, seriously. And just seeing everybody come back again year after year after year after year.
It was really great.
You know, seeing Aiden there, who does our Campy Kennedy.
He's taller than me now.
Right. Dropped from when he was 6 years old, is now 16 years old and
crazy.
Driving and all of those things. Yes. So that was Saturday, Pheasant Lane Mall. And then on Sunday, yesterday, we split up. So Dan and I were at the North Shore Mall from 12 to 2. Kennedy was there at South Shore Plaza. And I think we did about 450, right?
Thereabouts.
470, somewhere around there.
464.
Not that total it was
total between the two moms.
Yeah, not that it was a competition on your end, Kennedy, but it was a little bit of a competition on our end.
We didn't know we were competing, but we were competing.
Yeah, we were trying to compete.
Too bad.
Yeah, I know.
How's it feel to come in second?
I know. And that's after I went
down.
South
Shore!
I thought we were going to win.
I did too, especially.
We lost by 60.
We cheated.
We cheated and I tried to win, right?
You went and bought toys?
Oh, I totally did. Yep, there was a store, what's it called, Miso or something like
that? Oh, the little place that sells little tiny things?
Yes, uh-huh. And I walked in there and I went up to the woman working the register. I was like, hey, I saw somebody bought some toys and they said they were a pretty good deal in here. What kind of deals you got? I'll buy them all. And she's like, oh, I got this, this, and this. And so I was like, I just threw down the credit card. And she's like, hold on, I got a dolly for you too. And so she gave us a dolly. I hauled boxes of these toys.
So how many did you buy?
I don't even know, Dan. Did you count?
No, we had Girl Scouts doing most of the counting.
Yeah. There was probably 50. I probably bought 50 toys. And then when the Girl Scouts took the dolly back down, the lady donated another three, which
Aww,
I thought was really,
sweet.
Really nice. Yeah. And so how are we doing money-wise, or do you want to give a total? What do you have here?
So between all of our mall stops, some toys that got left here from last year, and the money you guys have donated,
mm-hmm.
this morning we are at $4,019.
Oh, I thought
that was a real gut punch. I'm not going to lie.
Right.
I'm like, wait. I mean, we doubled where we were on Friday, but that's a gut punch.
Right. So hold on. One more time.
$4,019.
That includes all the money?
Yes, Carson, all the money.
All the money, 4,019. So we still have...
No, I left some behind, all the money.
6,000. Well, you know, I got a text over the weekend, and they donated $1,000 over the weekend.
Yep.
Did you see that one donation come through? And I'll
have to look through separate things to find it, but yes, I can.
If they want me to say on the air...
Well, then maybe don't.
I think I'm going to. Maureen. I'm going to say it. Maureen did it from Silco Auto Group. She reached out to me on social media, and they've got a couple of, like a Volkswagen dealership, I think in Brockton, one other place. And she's like, hey, I want to make a financial donation. And then she texted me over the weekend and said, oh, by the way, I donated $1,000.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Well, we appreciate it.
Yeah. So 4,019. Okay.
As I say,
that's a long way to go.
That's not even halfway yet if my math checks out.
Yeah, and we have no stops left.
We can't even sing Living on a Prayer yet because we are not halfway there.
So here's what we're going to do. Obviously, if you're coming to the Deck the Hall Ball, we're asking you to bring a new unwrapped toy. And so if everybody brought a toy to that, we're still going to come up short.
Correct.
Because the capacity of that place isn't 6,000 people.
And everybody isn't going to bring a toy.
Right. Yeah. So... if you could, please. We would love it if you go to mix1041.com/toys.
If you're a hedge fund manager listening by chance, this would be an excellent time.
We've never not made it.
Never. We've come real close. But
and I've always been worried, but I'm even more worried this year. Yeah. From the 617, great seeing you all on Saturday. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for bringing
us toys. So, well, we have to do another stop. What if we did another stop? Is that on the... Maybe?
Unless someone's going to bring 4,000 toys to a mall. I just don't see it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. No, I think at this point, it's all about financial donations. You know, a lot of people were coming by with cash in their mm-hmm. hands saying, can you help? And I'm like, no, I can't take your monies.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I realized that, you know, everybody went Christmas shopping and then kind of got a hit.
Right.
So I realized that payday's coming up. You know, maybe you think of us on payday.
I mean, that's probably a part of it, too. I mean, think about it. I mean, inflation's to the roof. Everything's more expensive now.
Everybody, you know, you have to worry about your own Christmas and your own family
right.
as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it. But at this point, we really could use your help. So if you know people who like to do things for others
right.
in the Christmas times,
this
would be a great time to let them know about what's happening with Carson and Kennedy's 10,000 toys for girls and boys.
Yeah. Hold on. I was going to do a little quick math, Kennedy. So 10,000. Minus 4,981 toys.
There
oh my gosh. 5,981. We have a long way to go. So again, go to mix1041.com/toys. I have faith. I know we can do it, but we got to do the work. And that means going to mix1041.com/toys and making a donation. Essentially, if you make a $10 donation, we're counting that as one toy. So if you donate $100, we'll count that as 10 toys. That's kind of how we're doing it with the online donation. So mix1041.com/toys.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.